Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio. What it is, man?
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Tay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah.
Welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 13, verse 10 already. That M period, A period, M period is an abbreviation, acronym for music, activism, news. For those listening to Black on Black Crime, Inc. radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call us. 646-478-0944 as the other two phone callers have already. If you're sending in music or commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I will listen for as long as I can. Also, disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent, go back on hold, change your mind, call back or press one. I have, three phone callers already. So I'll go to everybody in just a few moments. I will start this off the correct way and let people know that you can check out Looking Good Home Improvement. Residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, violation list repairs, door installation and repairs, plastering and painting, carpentry and decks, bath, kitchen remodeling, flooring, tile, and wood. Call 216-205-7247 or to reach them, LookingGoodHomeImprovement.com. Okay, now I get a chance to go back and continue to do this the right way. Let people know, Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newsaltcleveland.com. The YouTube channel of Joseph Motley Jr. and Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram, Junior Alfred Porter. Junior.AlfredPorter, Facebook page of Joseph Motley, JR, period. Facebook page of HHWorkshopRecords.com, Facebook Kent and Angelica. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, Facebook Pete Weeks, the web page of TheDialogueCenter.net. Also, the Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, voiceatradio.com. Check with EP on more things about that. Also, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook Alfred Porter, JR, period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. If you're looking for work, www.templabor.org. TheLogTV.com, the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. YouTube channel, Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Nothing but Cleveland music. Twitter page of Alfred Porter, JR1, or Grandpa Rapper 1. Also, YouTube channel, Foundation for Elevation Station. We have a top 10 list. Top 10 list from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment. We will give you the honorable mentions of events that are making a lot of noise. They just didn't make it to the top 10 list yet. Honorable mention, debuting Facebook Live Jazz at Rudy's Pub, Vince Robinson and the Jazz Poets. That's a legendary group in itself. Honorable mention, debuting Facebook Jeremiah Chow and King Six Live at Dunlap's Corner Bar. Number 8, debuting Facebook Painting for Peace. Honorable mention, debuting Cheryl Wagner, the March in East Cleveland. That will be on Euclid and Noble this coming Saturday, 1:30 p.m. Honorable mention, Facebook, debuting Throwback Tribe Live at Maple Grove Tavern. Number 10, debuting Facebook Bunny Hop Through Cleveland Project, Delete Poverty, event sponsored by Aldi's. Number 9, debuting Facebook Remember John Wang, Stop Police Murders. That was earlier today. Number 8, debuting Facebook Corned Comedy, St. Patrick's Day Dinner and Show. I'm going to say, because they just told me, that drops off completely. So the next one is, we're going with everything in order on how it should appear now. So as we look at this, number 7 is Black House Sound, new music. Number 6, Facebook, moving up, the Corn Comedy. Number 5, Facebook, Spring Musical Experience, The Difference. Number 4, moving up, Facebook, the show Karaoke Saturday Night Special featuring Ramadan Steve and DJ Scott Stradamus. Number 3, moving up, Facebook, Supreme Honor Week. Number 2 event was Souls to the Polls yesterday. The amount of people was just crazy. It was just that type of event. And number 1, moving up, all St. Patrick's Day events, including the St. Patrick's Day Parade and many others. That would throw in that St. Patrick's Day dinner and show, the line dance experience from BWA. So it looks like our top 10 list changed as we moved a couple of other things up. And I'm going to go to the phone line of 872 area code with a 223, 872 area code with a 223. How you doing out there?
I'm doing great, big brother. How you doing?
I am doing phenomenal. As a matter of fact, tell everybody, who are you?
Well, I am James Hemphill, a candidate for the 11th Congressional District.
I feel you.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, please tell us, what does the 11th Congressional District, what does it cover?
It covers Lakewood to Lake County, and obviously from the lake going down to Parma, I think is that's where it cuts off.
Got you. And with that being said, we've got to ask the question, why you and why now?
Because I'm the man of the people, man. Unlike, you know, my competitors, because right now I'm in a primary. I have two competitors, but they have not been in the hood. They have not talked to people from our community, and they choose not to on purpose. So I am the one who understands our hood. I talk to people from the community, and we have a rapport. I know what they're looking for, and I want to try to represent them as best as possible. So if for no other reason, because I understand our people.
And being that you answered that question, being a man of the people, knowing our people, what are some of the things our people need that you've run across that has said, again, why you, why now?
Well, one of the things that I talk to people about, because we talk about just regular, everyday things, and more important than some of the things that you might see on the news when they talk about people coming across the border, which is an important thing, you know, in other cities it matters a little bit more, but more important to the people in our community right now is economics. Some of the things that I try to, you know, inform people of are things like school choice, which is something that we need to understand in our communities, because a lot of people in the communities understand that the education system is down a little bit. You know, it's not where it should be, especially in our community. We kind of get the short end of the stick. But what they don't know is that there are voucher programs available so that you could actually get your kid into any school you want in the state of Ohio. So if there's a community where you think the school system is a little bit better, you get your child into that community, into that school system. And so these are things that we need to know so that we can make the best decisions for our own community, because nobody can fix our community if we don't fix it.
That is so true. And from what I'm listening to you say, and taking these notes down at the same time, you just dropped a bombshell when it comes to school choice that a lot of people don't talk about. And so you're hitting on a very important topic also when it comes to the economy. How does your – we'll put it out there. We will say you win tomorrow. So what – part of your job fits into these things? What can you do that you know you plan on doing that your opponents haven't talked about?
Take it one step back, and I'll tell you about an organization that I founded about 20 months ago. The name of the organization is Color Conservatives. And what we do is we go into the inner city. We're in Chicago, Milwaukee, Detroit, Philadelphia, and obviously here in Cleveland. But we go into the inner city. We find conservative thinking people from our community, and we kind of prep them to be candidates in the political atmosphere, whether it's local, state, or national. And collectively what we do is we have come up with a plan, which we're going to be releasing April 1st. Regardless of the outcomes of tomorrow, we're going to be releasing that plan. And as a community, right now it's regionally, but we're hoping to, you know, expand it to national before November. We want our community to understand that there's a plan in place so that we can do things like create businesses. And when I say we create businesses, I mean the people in the community actually creating a business of their own. Because one of the things that we lack in our community, unlike other communities, is that you see a lot of different faces in our community selling us stuff, but we're not usually those people. We are always the consumer. And so black dollars kind of come about, and they come into the community through the work of the people, and they leave out within one circle, one cycle, typically because we don't own those businesses. So I want to create a system where those dollars stay within our community for at least 6 or 7 cycles. One of the ways you do that is home ownership, people starting businesses within the community who live in the community so that money stays within the community. Banking system, like making sure that money stays within our locale so that it is accessible for people for things like credit, which is an important thing that we typically don't, you know, expand on. You know, we have to do more than just buy cars and have credit cards. We need to have business credit. We have to have things that will prepare not just us, but the next generation, so that we can do one of the problems that we have. Like, everything, people don't kind of realize sometimes that everything kind of works together. Like, the economy in the black neighborhood is one of the biggest reasons why we have so much crime. You know, I understand that sometimes people have, they struggle and they look for alternative ways to create an income for themselves. And so if we can build the economy, we can actually reduce a lot of crime.
You know, this is some very heavy-hitting, powerful statements. I know this program has endorsed you, even going to the point of speaking on your behalf at an endorsement hearing. So with that being said, I appreciate our staff members for taking a strong look at your platform and the fact that you have mentorship programs that you have done for years to reach out to young people. And so you've been out here. So we just thank you for deciding to step up and step out and to run. So with that being said, any other words that you'd like to say before we ask you to give your contact info and how people can find you on the ballot?
Well, if I could just sidestep a little bit, I do want to tell people that I enjoy being on this program. I enjoy talking to you. I enjoy being a part of Black on Black Crime, Inc. And I definitely want the listeners to know that there's some things coming up that I'm going to be working with you guys on. I want the young people to know that the Hip Hop Workshop is a place for you to be. And the next few months are going to be really exciting, and there's something big coming on. So you guys pay attention over the next few weeks, because I'll be back and we'll be talking about that as well.
I appreciate that very much. And again, when it comes time to vote Election Day tomorrow, who should they look for?
They should be looking for James Hemphill, H-E-M-P-H-I-L-L, and that's for the 11th Congressional District. So make sure you guys remember that.
No problem. I thank you in advance. We look forward to the outcome tomorrow, and we look forward to working with you the next few weeks. You're the truth on a lot of things, and I know that the Hip Hop Workshop is about to benefit in a major way. So we appreciate you.
I appreciate the opportunity just to be around, man, to participate.
No problem. Enjoy your evening. Get some rest if you can. It's going to be a definite long day tomorrow.
Absolutely. Hey, I just want to, African-Americans, stand. I really need them to just step up, regardless of who you vote for, but go out and vote. You know, one of the things we don't do is we don't vote in the primary election. You guys make sure you go out and vote. Have somebody that you're voting for and you know, make sure that you elect the people that you want to represent you.
I'm in on that. Thank you, brother.
All right, man. And you have a good night.
You too. And we have just phone lines everywhere. So I'm going to 216-553. 216-553. How are you doing out there?
Hi, everybody out there doing. My name is Valenda. This is Brenda Former. It's my colleagues who call me Queen Bee on Block Talk Radio on Monday night. How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land tonight?
Doing well, Queen Bee, this fine evening. Talk to us, please.
Oh, okay. Like the candidate said, please, ma'am, please, sir, go out there and vote tomorrow in the primaries, because whoever you vote for tomorrow, they will be on the ballot for November. Remember that the ones you vote for tomorrow at the primary election tomorrow, the polls will open up from 6:30 to 7:30 tomorrow. Wherever your voting place is, you go and vote. And be ready, you know who are you on in mind to vote for, and keep everybody in prayer, everybody. I don't care if you are Republican, Democrat or in the independent. We got to pray for one another. So just go out there and, you know, be also ready and just, you know, do what you do best. And like I always say every week, I love everybody. There's another thing that you can do about it. Y'all, we got to pay attention to what's going on. All the shooting and accident happening. And you know, I watch it on the news today, and it kind of puzzled me, y'all. Really did. It really did. I'm just going to say a prayer to the family, to the lady that died in that car crash, and them two young people ran into her, and the other, the police, the ones they was chasing. Let's pray for them because they are in the hospital. They are in critical condition right now, y'all. They don't know if they're going to make it, but we're going to pray that they make it. Let's keep them, everybody, in prayer because we all stand in the need of prayer. I'm telling you right now. We're living in last evil days. We got to start praying for one, not talking against each other and biting and wishing this and wishing that, because I'm telling you right there, when you wish it, it's going to backfire you three times more. Like my mom and daddy used to say, when you do something on somebody else and you wishing it, that the three fingers going to point right back at you three times more. Remember that. So, hey, that's all I got to say. I just want to say hello, family out there, to each and every one of you, to all my colleagues, all y'all out there, because the list getting bigger and bigger to my every month or to every 2 months, Al. So y'all know right. Who y'all is, and then so God bless you. I'm signing off. As I will say, my name is Valangelis Brenda Former, and my colleagues will call me Queen B. Everybody have a blessed evening, a sleep, a peaceful sleep, and a blessed week. God bless y'all. I'm signing off. Good night.
Good night, and thank you so much. We have a couple of other people on the phone line, so I'm going to the 216-288. 216-288, how you doing? Going three times, and it's apparent that you just wanted to listen, and that is greatly appreciated. My thing is taking a look at what we might have seen, might have missed. This is a "we told you so." Well, we did. We told you so about 5.5 years ago. To stop the inhumanity at the county jail. And so this is just, quite frankly, I will say, 10-foot stepladder for my soapbox, because the long-pending civil rights lawsuit against the Cuyahoga County Jail was approved, I believe, Tuesday of last week by the Cuyahoga County Council. The lawsuit challenged the operation of the jail and the conditions inside, calling out an ongoing pattern of constitutional violations in the jail, including excessive force, denial of medical and mental health care, restriction of religious practices, and other unreasonable and cruel and unusual conditions imposed upon people held in the jail, according to a press release from the plaintiffs. The plaintiffs say the lawsuit came in 2018 after a marshal's report determined various conditions in the jail were inhumane and presented risk to life and safety for both the people held in custody and the people working there. The settlement provides for no payment of damages to the plaintiffs, according to the county, but the plaintiffs' counsel will be paid $175,000 in attorney fees. So apparently the plaintiffs did this to at least bring attention. They're not getting paid anything, their attorneys are, because it did change a lot in the jail. The county says the plaintiff's counsel agreed to the settlement of this lawsuit in reliance upon the improvements already made to the jail's operation, as well as the county's undertaking to make further improvements to be implemented under the settlement agreement. The county's performance will be monitored by a compliance coordinator who will periodically review the county's fulfillment of its obligations under the agreement and issue reports on the county's compliance. So this was just we told you in the first place, we did. And So that's the only thing I'm going to say about that. As I go to the phone line of 216-288, 216-288, I see you call back. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. This is Dontez Taylor.
So, Dontez, what do you want to bring us this evening?
Coming up is the big Father's Day thing that Miss Watson has, and it's her anniversary. She have an anniversary every Father's Day, and it's going to be at Sanctuary Baptist Church at 4004 East 131st, Cleveland, Ohio 44105, and it's Sunday, June 16th, 2024, and this is gonna be big. So you better come on out. Dinner starts at 1:00. One doors open at 1:00. 1:00 to whenever it's over. And it's $15. $15 gets you in to this program, and you get dinner with it and everything. And it's a special presentation going on. It's a special presentation going on that the committee has going on right now. And I hope you can come, because you're going to miss something. You're going to miss a treat if you don't come. If you don't come, you're going to miss a treat. That's all we know. And this is going to be the biggest thing in the city on Father's Day. Yes. Yes, we got all kinds of things. And the visionaries from Rochester, New York, will be in the city of Cleveland. Yes, they will be in the city. For more information, contact Dontez Taylor at 216-288-5841. Or you can call Georgette Scott at 216-303-1615. Flyers will be coming out pretty soon, and we're going to hit the streets and get the people to come out and see what's going on at this program. It's going to be big, bigger than ever. Yes.
Okay.
So come on out to that on Father's Day. And coming up is the second annual God's Response 2024 Revival. It's the revival leading up to the big anniversary. And this revival will be at Greater New Canaan Baptist Church at 8324 Cedar Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103 on Thursday, June 20th, and Friday, June 21st, 2024. Doors open at 7:00. Revival starts at 7:00. Doors open at 6:00, and revival starts at 7:00. Yes, we have a great speaker coming on now for this big old revival. Yes, they're coming from Oakwood Village in Berea. Yes, they're coming from Berea, and it's Mount Zion from Berea. Mount Zion
okay.
from Berea. Yes. And it's going to be a great time, a great atmosphere. It's going to be a free meal offering. We're going to be selling food and doing all kinds of stuff there and everything else. And our theme is shake the devil off in the name of Jesus. That's our theme. For more information, contact us at 216-288-5888. And come on out to the second annual Gospel of the 2024 anniversary. Just going to lead it off. And everything else. And it's going to be at Hayes Temple Church of God in Christ at 3158 East 94th Street, right across from the police station, 930 Kilo, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104 on Sunday, June 23rd, 2024. We have, the tickets are, doors open at 2:15, dinner starts at 2:30, and we're selling dinner to the public. And program starts at 4 to 9 p.m. And we Yes. We have the, and tickets are $20, $25 at the door, and we have the Brownette Council singers. We have Mr. Powers. We have all the way from Columbus, Ohio. We have the Spiritual Echoes. Yes. And many, many more groups and solos. We will be next week. We will be announcing our out-of-town group and our special guest group from Cleveland, Ohio. Yes, it's going to be so big. And we have, who's going to be the kitchen committee is Annette Taylor, my mama. We're going to have my grandmother. She's making that
nice.
That great potato salad and that great coleslaw and other things. My auntie is going to be out there making them sweet potato pies and cheesecakes and all that from scratch and everything else. We're gonna have a great time, a great atmosphere. And our theme is Shake the Devil Off in the Name of Jesus. For more information, you contact Dante Taylor at 216-288-5841. In about a week or so, we're going to be announcing the rest of our ticket locations and everything else. And we're going to have a great time, a great atmosphere at this great anniversary, because this is the biggest thing on that day. You make sure you mark your calendar for this, because when you hear about this group that's coming out and they're from Washington, D.C., the group I'm bringing in is from Washington, D.C., though. But I'm going to tell you the name next week, and I'm going to tell you the name of the group that's going to be our special guest group from Cleveland, too. And we're going to make it big.
Right.
It's going to be the
biggest
show
week
in town. Yes.
I'll hold you to that for next week. Any other announcements before we go to the next phone caller?
Yes, and don't forget who's running for president of the United States of America in 2020-24 in all 52 states. Her name is Reverend Pamela M. Pinckney Butts, and she's running as an independent. She's going to be an independent on the ballot in November. November, she's going to be an independent ballot, and I, Dante Taylor, is our campaign manager. She's working on fair housing for our seniors, our disabled, and our veterans, and our homeless folks. And she's working on juvenile detention center all over America. She's working on medical for all. She's trying to figure out how she can get the co-pays gone and everything else. Yes, we're working Disney out here. For more information, you can contact Dante Stedler at 216-288-5841. Or you can call the candidate of choice, Reverend Pamela Pinckney Butts, at 216-548-0820. Come on out and join us on this campaign trail to win the White House. We are making it better. And God bless. That's right. And I am the advocate for family to family with Black on Black. Yes. And I go to court for families. I go to court for everybody. I go there and help them out and see what I can do to make it better for our people in court and make sure they get the fair rights in court too. I make sure our kids are right. I try to make sure. And stay tuned for when we're going to have our big drive, the drive where we're doing, where we're getting members, a membership drive. We stay tuned because we're going to have a membership drive at Black on Black on one of these Saturdays. When it get a little warmer, we're going to have a membership drive for our people so y'all can sign up and be a part of this great group. This is a good group to be a part of. Yes,
thank you,
Dante. We just don't do from from Ward 8, we do from Ward 1 to Ward 17 and the suburbs, too. Yes, we go to the suburbs, too, and we fight for our people out here. I'm going to tell you all this. If you live in Ward 4, I just don't fight for my Ward 4 family. I fight for all because I'm for all. And God bless. Y'all have a nice and prosperous day. And don't forget to get out and vote for Matthew Ahn for the prosecutor. And don't forget in November for District 20 for Donna Walker Brown.
Yes, indeed, the general. Thank you. God bless. And one thing Dantes didn't even let me get a chance to say is that he stays out there helping people, and he doesn't let anything slow him down. As I go to the 216-801 number, 216-801, how are you doing out there? 216-801, going once. Hello?
Hello?
Speak a little bit louder into your phone. You might just be listening, aren't you? Figure that. If you wanted to talk, though, you could press the one key or call back. Like I tell people, we only have three rules on this show. Three rules. Rule number one, you get info on this show. So definitely have your pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or BBC iRadio. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct. It's a 646-478-0944 phone number. The third disclaimer, which I think the last caller used, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold, but if you change your mind, you can call back or press 1. But the reason why I take phone calls from people who don't press the 1 key is because I never know. Somebody might be picking up the phone and saying something that I can learn from. This particular show has been around for quite a few years. If you pick up my intro, I tell you, without telling you how many years this show has been around, but it's been around for quite a few years. And it isn't around because I can talk. It's around because people have shared information. The name of the program is Al Porter, Man in the Streets. MAN is the acronym abbreviation for music, activism, news. When you put the M from music with the A from activism, with the N from news, you get a little bit of everything. I do see a 216-334 phone number, so I'm going to go to the 216-334 number. What's going on with you this evening?
Listening for Johnny G.
Okay. Well, what's going on?
What, in Cleveland? Nothing much. It's snowing.
It's snowing. Well, that means, yes, it is. But the one thing about our weather, we get a little bit of everything. So we know that we're going to get something like very hot weather. We know we're going to get very cold weather. We know we'll get rain. We know we'll get heavy rain. So with that being said, that's true. And so you mentioned a legendary name of Johnny G, the man with the bullhorn, the on-air radio personality from Super WJMO, the man who received the proclamation and accreditation from Dean Rufus of FM WDMT 108 Club Style. So with that being said, how long have you known legendary Johnny G?
Maybe about a year now.
Okay. Hey, here's some things. First of all, welcome aboard to this program, because Johnny G will call and drop a lot of knowledge on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that two things we're supposed to be working on is doing some sort of telethon he wants to do to help the legendary name of Psychotic Nut and his health problems, and also getting a name, a street named after the legendary Lynn Tolliver. So with that being said, just for you to have been around Johnny G, there's something that you do, you have to be doing. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, I've been a barmaid in Cleveland, and that's how I get around and meet a lot of people. But I'm also at STNA.
Okay. So you help people be in an STNA, and I'll tell you one thing, and this is the truth. Being at a bar, you always want to experience excellent service. So with that being said, what nights and where can we find you?
I'm at Tucker's Casino Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday night, starting at 6:30.
Okay. Legendary Tucker's Casino, which has had so many legendary events and hosted so many different events. So that's a prestigious place for you to be. And, again, what nights are you there?
Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Got you. Starting at 6:30.
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, then, at least the people on air heard where they can go and get excellent service. And we thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
No problem. Enjoy the rest of the program, and I'm glad you called in. And who should we, and is there only one bar maid there?
Yes, it is. Just me. My name is Red.
All right. All right, now. At least we know who to look for, who to ask for. Thank you.
Right. You're welcome.
No problem. Well, I tell you one thing about Johnny G, he finds some phenomenal people. As I go to the 216-609 phone number, the 216-609 number, how are you doing out there?
Oh, man, you say the greatest things. you just keep me on, I'm telling you. Once again, I just want to let the folks in New York City understand that I'm coming to them live from Tucker's Casino at North Taylor Road and Euclid Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. And I just got a few things that I want to touch base on.
Go right ahead, sir.
The first thing on the agenda, folks got to vote tomorrow. They must vote. They must vote to run Mike O'Malley out of the prosecutor's office. And we got the name. All they got to do is pick it up. Matthew Ahn spelled A-H-N. A-H-N sounding like Ahn. But they must go to the polls tomorrow and vote and vote and vote and vote. 100 million in One Restless Souls, Inc., and yours truly got his back. I know Black on Black Crime got his back. Art McCoy got his back. Hal Porter got his back. We must go out and ruin that namesake, the namesake game. We ain't playing the name game no more, Mr. O'Malley. We're not playing that game no more. You can take that and shove it. Tomorrow, there will be a new runner. And that runner is Matthew Ahn, spelled A-H-N. No, the last name, A-H-N, for Ahn. And you got to be Ahn with Ahn. If you want to be Ahn, be Ahn with
Speak into your phone a little bit more. Hey, Johnny G? Hey, Johnny G? Johnny G? Johnny G? We can't hear you.
They have not recognized the fact that they must do something about my 51-year-old heirloom that was stolen there after having 40 days of physical recovery from a broken hip. I had a great time. in maintenance, about possibly in housekeeping, and now we've got human resources on the alert. I'm studying University Hospital. I'm not going nowhere, Mr. Porter.
We're trying to hear you much clearer, speaking to your phone a little bit clearer.
Well, I got my little funny little
okay, now,
phone, so I'm doing the best I can do with it.
All right, now we hear you clear. Keep going.
I say to Delma George and the commissioner out there, they're shaky, 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 because they never got back to me. And I'm pissed, pissed, pissed. I don't want to take my horn out there. I'm trying my best not to go out there with my horn. And this is on to 2727 Lancashire Road in Cleveland. I got a road out there, very
we're trying. We're really trying to work with you, Johnny. Appreciate you, Johnny G. Thank you very much. The legendary man, the man with the bullhorn. At least he got most of that message out, and we appreciate it. As I go to 216-347, promise we will get everybody in. 216-347, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Brother Al. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Tell us what's new with you, brother.
Oh, and so many people supporting this campaign on me running for Congress. It is wonderful. So, you know, we are in, our primary is in June 4th. So my team is out here in the district. We're knocking on doors. We're talking to the people. And I'm so great.
And what district and where are you running?
I'm running for Congress, U.S. House of Representatives.
And where?
In D.C., in the District of Columbia.
Got you. Continue on.
Okay. So, and then another thing what I was concerned about is thank you for that talk with the candidate who's running for the prosecutor, right?
Oh,
so
no problem, no
today,
problem.
What I did today, I called an O'Malley office today. He was
okay.
Not available. And I told the lady, is he ever available? What benefit him? That's when he come available? I said, he forgot he worked for the people. He worked for the people, not for the rich. I said, okay. So
right.
I said, man, the last time I checked, he worked for the people who pay his salary. We don't work for him. He works for us.
Right.
So these people who are elected office forgot they work for the people. We pay their salary.
That's
and
true.
We vote at the ballot box. We pay and they we write they we are their manager. We hire them to work for us. We don't work for them. They work for us. Just like when I get elected, I'm going to be working for the American people, not the people working for me. No, I'm working for y'all. Make sure the interests of the American people. Just like the mayor Bibbs, he the same way. All these politicians, they need to learn they working for the people. The people is not working for them.
Mm.
Okay.
Thank you for
like,
saying that.
I mean, they forgot. They forgot.
Yes,
when
they did.
They get elected, they forget all about the people.
They
forget
yes, they did.
You working for me. You working for me. And we need to hold these people who run it and who get elected, hold them accountable. Okay? You can hold them accountable.
Right.
You know, if you don't see, when you don't like what they're doing, you go down to your local board of elections and get a recall petition and vote them ass out. And you know I'm going to say it like
so
it
right.
is.
You're so right. I thank you. Anything else you want to add?
Okay. Just like I'm trying to get hold to our county council president. No response from him. No response for Blaine Griffith's office.
Chris Ronay's office. Wow.
Chris Ronay. No one. Okay, all these people in power, Blaine Griffin, the mayor, Chris O'Neill, all these high people from council president, County Zegan, never have that return my call. And believe me, I will blast them out. I will talk about them. They work for us. So we don't work for them. They forgot y'all work for the more. Y'all work for the people. And believe me, I still have a lot of power and a lot of juice pool, okay? Like, I just sent out a group text message to the Cleveland deaf people. I have a lot of their phone number. I send them a text. I said, please don't forget to vote tomorrow. I said, if you do not like the candidate, do not vote for them.
Right.
Okay?
If
you don't like
the
candidate, do not vote for them. Vote for the people who you think it will be matched for your interest to make your life different. All I have to say.
Strong message. And you were, before you gave it up to run in D.C., you were the president.
President of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf. And so I just had to fight for the people, you know, the people that spoke. Because I've been in politics for too long. So a deaf lady came to me in D.C. They said, Rico, why don't you run for Congress? I said, run for Congress? He said, we need a voice for you in the House of Representatives so you can make some real changes. Because before I go, D.C. is the only one in the country who have a deaf and hard of hearing unit. Okay? The only
right.
one in the country. We look at Cleveland, Columbus, all these big cities across the country. Why they don't have a deaf and hard of hearing unit? Who are they trying to benefit? Them? The people who benefit them in their pocket? Because the ADA says, the American Disability on Title II says, equal access for people who are deaf and hard of hearing or deaf blind. If
right.
they don't follow, look at 301. 301/14, that is the D.C. is the only one in the country. It said, if you have a deaf, they said they are the VRI, stand for Video Remote Interpreter. They are the live interpreter for people who are deaf in the district. So why don't Cleveland do the same thing? So Cleveland is concerned officer is killing us. And then they want to play these politics games. So like I tell them, I know politics, not politics, and the trick is
right.
on you. So when the trick is on you, we vote you out. That's all I have to say for tonight.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. This next thing up is only because I have a couple of minutes. You all probably saw the news story last Thursday, South Euclid, Ohio. This is 12-foot step ladder for the soapbox. Joe Paganakis covered the story where some Notre Dame college students and staff members are still holding out hope that financial talks can resume in an effort to keep the South Euclid campus open and avoid an announced May shutdown. Notre Dame graduate student Dolores Gray told News 5 she appreciates that the college is working with more than a dozen other Northeast Ohio colleges to transfer displaced students, but she believes it will still hurt many students who are counting on the school's specific curriculum. Dolores Gray said, people chose the school for a reason, so with it closing, we have to scramble to go to different school. I just want people to know that we have to fight for this college. It's very important that it stays open. Donna Brown, the general, Donna Walker Brown from Black on Black Crime, Inc., agreed. Closing Notre Dame College will have an impact on the diverse student population, some of which, she said, is made up of lower-income students who have extraordinary academic potential. Children are going to suffer. It's not just about the 60% that are minority. It's not just about the 45% that are black. It's about every child that's there, Brown said. They chose that particular campus because they felt comfortable and they felt they could thrive. Peter Corrigan, who is a seven-year Notre Dame College business professor, told News 5 that key college benefactors told him. So the benefactors told him they are prepared to donate millions of dollars to settle the school's debt with Bank of America in an attempt to keep the campus open. But Corrigan believes the Notre Dame Board of Trustees too quickly closed the negotiation window between donors and the bank. Benefactors decided to get together and raise their own money to see if they could first do a refinancing of the debt and then finally just saying, let's just buy the debt out, Corrigan said. The board initially granted that authorization, and what they told me, I just learned, is that the last day or two, the authorization was revoked. So now the benefactors can't talk to the bank about eliminating the debt. News 5 reached out to the Bank of America for the story, but it wouldn't comment, saying, we have been working closely with the college for many years on this matter. News 5 reached out to Notre Dame leadership, which said declining enrollment, a shrinking number of college-age students, rising cost of debt, debt contributed to the decision to close the college. Notre Dame College Board Chair Terry Bradford Eason told News 5 the school benefactors did not provide a viable financial plan to Bank of America and issued the following statement. Well, even though part of the statement was, as board chair, a South Euclid resident, and a parent of an NDC alum, I fully empathize with everyone saddened by the difficult but necessary decision to implement a teach-out plan for Notre Dame College. The board worked for many years. Hold on a second. It's about 4, 5, 6, 7 paragraphs that I read. If you all want to look up the full story, you can get it from News 5's website, which is Notre Dame College Students Staff Hope Finance Talks Reopen in an effort to keep the school open with Joe Paganakis. But my only question to everybody in this is a simple question, and it makes sense. Why would you close the window? Eason, that's the name that came up. Eason, board chair, why would you close the window of negotiations? Why not leave it open and say, well, we're not sure if it'll work, but if they're going to actually offer money, let's go with it, and I'm going to take a step back and see what they can do. The news pointed out that Eason's lack of leadership by getting involved in shutting the window is putting the students and everybody at risk. It's a sad situation. And sometimes a person can write down This is my opinion on my soapbox. So you can attribute this to Al Porter Jr., not any staff members of this program, because they really don't want to be involved in the mess I'm about to say. But long story short, you can put out 7 paragraphs or 8 paragraphs and make a lie sound legitimate, but it's still a lie, or you're still at fault. Eason, shame on your behind. I'll talk to you all at a different time. Everybody stay safe. Enjoy your week. And we will see who wins and talk about the elections next week. Peace.